Testimony is expected to get underway today in the trial of two men charged in connection with a brutal quadruple homicide in Boston back in 2010. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on day one of the trial.
Jurors entering, all rise.
The courtroom was packed with relatives of the four people who were killed in a Mattapan neighborhood in the early morning hours of September 28, 2010. It was a crime so horrific, some members of the jury pool admitted they could not be impartial. It took 3 days to pick the panel. Their first duty was a visit to where the victims were found. Accompanied by the judge and attorneys from both sides, the jurors walked the paths of those who died that night and viewed other locations connected to the murders. In his opening statement, Assistant District Attorney Edmund Zabin described just how each of the victims was shot.
The body, raked with gunfire, bullets, literally going through her arms.
He spoke of a young mother, Ayanna Flannery, killed as she held her 2-year-old son, Amani Hotep Smith. Tears flowed among the families.
And nothing could have prepared Amani Hotep Smith for the way his life ended on Wilson Street.
I object.
On an early September morning.
Objection.
There were more objections from defense attorneys as the prosecutor continued. John Amabile represents Dwayne Moore, one of the two men on trial.
I am very worried that because of the nature of this crime, that you will be swept into the vortex and will judge the case on sympathy and not on the facts and the law.
Moore and his co-defendant, Edward Washington, are facing a slew of charges, including 4 counts of first-degree murder, home invasion, and armed robbery. They allegedly had gone to steal money and drugs from another victim, Simba Martin, Flannery's boyfriend, at his house on Sutton Street. A key prosecution witness will be Washington's cousin, Kamani Washington. Kamani says he went with the defendants to stage a robbery, but claims he left before the shootings. The defense says it's a weak case because Kamani Washington is a career criminal who's testifying in exchange for a plea deal. Among those in the courtroom was a mother of 22-year-old LaVon Washam Garrison. Prosecutor Zabin said her son had been asleep on the living room couch when the thieves arrived and marched him out into the street.
LaVon Washam Garrison, shot in the back, the bullet penetrating his heart and his lungs and dumped into those hedges.
He was Patrice Washam Bennett's firstborn. She's looking for answers.
Well, hopefully we'll find out. As this trial goes on, is why he was there. I can't answer that question. I do not know myself, because I would never have thought, you know, him being in that area. So total surprise to me as well, and everybody that knew him.
In the days since the shootings, she's repeatedly gone back to Wilson Street, where her son's body was found.
Yeah, to just wake up one day and to know that you've lost a child in such manner that it happened, that hope, you know, thinking that somebody's going to say something to you, hoping the ground talks to you, just searching, just a little lost, want some answers. So, you know, that's why I went back.
And she says that's why she will be in court every day for this trial, a trial that the judge said could last a month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.